ഓസ്ട്രേലിയയിലെ മലയാളി സ്ത്രീകളോടൊരു ചോദ്യം. നിങ്ങളുടെ വാർഡ്രോബിൽ എത്ര സാരികളുണ്ട്? നമ്മുടെ പരമ്പരാഗത വേഷമാണ് സാരിയെങ്കിലും ഒരു പൊതുപരിപാടിയിൽ സാരി ഉടുത്ത് പങ്കെടുക്കാൻ നമ്മളിൽ എത്ര പേർ തയ്യാറാകും? പക്ഷേ സിഡ്നിയിൽ ഇന്ത്യൻ വംശജരുടെ എല്ലാ പൊതുപരിപാടികളിലും സാരി ഉടുത്ത് മാത്രം എത്തുന്ന രണ്ട് രാഷ്ട്രീയ നേതാക്കളുണ്ട്, ന്യൂ സൗത്ത് വെയിൽസ് പാർലമെൻ്റ് അംഗങ്ങളായ ജോഡി മെക്കേയും ജൂലിയഫിനും. ഇവരുടെ കൈവശം എത്രത്തോളം സാരികൾ ഉണ്ടാകും?
I have more than 70. I haven't counted them recently, but I have quite a few saris.
I have around 30 or so.
I think it's not so much about the number for me though. It's about where I get them from and how I feel about them. So I can tell you every single one of my saris. I can tell you how I felt when I was given it or I bought it, or I can tell you who gave it to me. I can tell you a story about my saris. I can't do that about the suits that I wear to work on a general basis. I can't tell you where I got them from, or and I don't feel anything for them.
Some I've bought in India or Sri Lanka. Some have been gifts. Some I've bought from the internet, and probably most of them I've bought from shops here or from people who don't have a shop but have sales, like a pop-up store.
ഉടുക്കാനുള്ള പ്രയാസം കാരണം ഇന്ത്യൻ സ്ത്രീകൾ തന്നെ സാരി പരമാവധി ഒഴിവാക്കുന്ന സമയത്ത് ഈ ഓസ്ട്രേലിയൻ പാർലമെന്റ് അംഗങ്ങൾക്ക് എങ്ങനെയാകും സാരിയോട് ഇത്ര പ്രണയം തോന്നിയത്?
Well, the first sari I ever wore was when I was a candidate for election. I'd seen saris, of course, on many women, but I'd never actually touched a sari or put a sari on. And my friend Aruna introduced me to saris, and I wore one and just went, wow, what an extraordinary thing to wear. And it went from there. It was more about the community wanting me to wear them. And then it was very much about me wanting to wear them.
ഇതായിരുന്നു ജോഡി മെക്കേയുടെ കഥയെങ്കിൽ ജൂലിയഫിനിന്റെ സാരി സ്നേഹം തുടങ്ങുന്നത് ഒരു ശ്രീലങ്കൻ യാത്രയിലാണ്.
The first sari I bought and had made up was when I went to Sri Lanka for the first time in 2000. And I didn't wear it that many times afterwards until... There was one time I attended an event at the Batsmandi in Rose Hill, and I asked them if it would be appropriate for me to wear my sari because it's beautiful and I really didn't have many chances, opportunities to wear it. And they said yes, and it's a blue sari, so they suggested I wear it to Lord Krishna's birthday, and I did, and everybody said that it looked lovely and really appreciated that I'd taken the effort to wear it, and it's gone from there. Now, I've gotten better at putting them on. If you don't wear a sari very often, they can be quite a challenge. But now I obviously get the opportunities to wear saris a lot and really enjoy wearing them, and the community always appreciates that you've made that effort.
ഇന്ത്യൻ ഉപഭൂഖണ്ഡത്തിൽ നിന്നുള്ള കുടിയേറ്റക്കാർ ഏറ്റവും അധികം താമസിക്കുന്ന പശ്ചിമ സിഡ്നി പ്രദേശത്തു നിന്നുള്ള MPമാരാണ് രണ്ടുപേരും. അതിനാൽ തന്നെ പൊതുപരിപാടികൾക്കായി ആഴ്ചയിൽ പലതവണ സാരി ഉടുക്കാറുണ്ടെന്ന് ഇവർ പറയുന്നു.
Some weekends it'll be a few times over the weekend and or occasionally during the week, and then sometimes maybe only once in a period of 2 or 3 weeks. Depends on the time of the year, but probably on average at least once or twice a week.
I wear saris quite a bit. I have obviously a significant Indian and Tamil Australian community, so Sri Lankan, Tamil and Indian. And I get invited to many, many events. There's one thing I know about my subcontinent Australian community is that they love to have events. And so when I'm invited to events, it's very rare that I don't wear a sari. So in a weekend, well, if you take a week, I guess, in a week I could probably wear 2-3 saris. Some weeks I may not wear any, but it would be rare that I didn't wear a sari. It's very much about the events that I go to. So I try and have a range of saris that fit in with whatever part of India that I'm celebrating at that particular event.
സാരി നന്നായി ഉടുക്കുന്നത് ഒരു കലയാണ്. സാരിയുടെ നാട്ടിൽ നിന്ന് വരുന്നവർ പോലും പലപ്പോഴും കഷ്ടപ്പെടാറുള്ള ഈ കല പഠിച്ചെടുത്തതിന്റെ കഥയും ഇവർ ഓർക്കുന്നു.
Well, it hasn't come straight away, obviously. When I first started wearing a sari, there was someone there to help me put it on. I used to go over to my friend Aruna's place and she would help me drape the sari. But then I worked out that I couldn't do that because I was wearing a sari so much. I couldn't do that all the time. So I taught myself through a YouTube video and through Aruna helping me to put one on. What I've noticed, however, is that women drape their saris very differently. So they go through a whole different way of pleating them or tucking them. So I've learned what suits me best by taking that from the women that I see draping themselves in the sari. So for me, it depends very much on the sari. But it used to take me, you know, an hour and a half to get into a sari because wow. I'd be fiddling with the pleats so much. But now I can do it pretty quickly. And it's not always perfect. But what I find is that people just appreciate that you give it a go yourself. And when they find that you actually do the pleating or drape the sari yourself, most people are very appreciative of that. And sometimes, you know, it's not the neatest pleats or it's not perfect. But that's part of it, I guess, because people just know you gave it a go and you did it because you just love saris and it's part of how you respect and integrate within your community. So, you know, for me, it's very much about the sari and about how I feel in the sari and the reaction that the community gives as well. It's a show of respect for me. But I can say to you, Emmy, as well, I've had failures with my sari. I've pinned it too tightly and I couldn't walk. I've forgot to put the pin in the front and then it started to come off. I've had to take a sari off in the car when I've been running very late for an event. I've never put a sari on in the car, but I've had to take one off and put other clothes on because I'm racing between community events. But, you know, there are always, I put my palu upside down. there is so many stories I could tell you of sari failures.
പുതിയ ട്രെൻഡിലുള്ള സാരികളെക്കാൾ പരമ്പരാഗതമായ സാരികളാണ് തങ്ങളെ ആകർഷിക്കുന്നത് എന്നാണ് രണ്ടുപേരുടെയും പക്ഷം. എന്നാൽ സാരിയുടെ ഉത്തരേന്ത്യൻ ദക്ഷിണേന്ത്യൻ വ്യത്യാസങ്ങളും ഇവർക്ക് നന്നായി അറിയാം.
I mean, I see a lot of contemporary ones that I really like, but yeah, I'm quite interested in the traditions and where they come from and asking about them. So I am interested in some of the traditional ones, and they're very, very beautiful. And I suppose because if I was from a certain part of India, I might feel a bit odd wearing the traditional sari from a different part of India or from a different cultural grouping. Whereas for me, given that none of them are particularly relevant to me, but they're all very beautiful, I'm quite interested in each of them.
It's been a learning experience for me. So, for instance, I used to go to a northern Indian event and I'd wear a southern Indian sari. Now I try and make sure the saris I wear are related to that region. So, but I am learning. I don't always get it right, but I try and understand the story of the sari. For instance, when I attend a Malayali event, I have now three Kerala saris that I wear. My dear friend Mitu just gave me another two that she got when she was in Kerala recently. But I try and very much match the sari. For example, my friend Jose, he gave me a beautiful sari. It's not a traditional Kerala sari, but it's a sari that he and his wife bought for me when they were in Kerala. So I wear that as well. So, I have a lot of Telangana saris. I touch in Pali as well, which because I've got a big Telugu community. So, you know, the saris I try and match to the events I go to and the the part of India that I'm celebrating at that particular time. But I am still learning. I won't say I've got it right. And I obviously don't have saris from every single region in India, but I do try.
ഇന്ത്യൻ രാഷ്ട്രീയത്തിലെ നേതാക്കളെ കണ്ടു പരിചയിച്ച നമുക്ക് ഇത് കേൾക്കുമ്പോൾ സ്വാഭാവികമായും ഒരു സംശയമുണ്ടാവും. വോട്ട് പിടിക്കാനുള്ള ഒരു തന്ത്രമാണോ ഇവരുടെ സാരി ഭ്രമം എന്ന്.
No, I've never even considered that. You know, for me, it's about working hard in my community. And, you know, I do that. I work very hard. I try and attend as many community events as I can because I know that's important as an MP. And I think what is what's very different about MPs here in Australia is that we are part of the community. So when I go to India in particular, members of parliament, it's so separate from the community. Whereas here, we're just like everybody else. And so, you know, when you go to those events, you are like everybody else. And you try and, as I said, there's only one word for me that describes it, and that's respect. It's a respect for my community.
People are always going to criticise you for whatever. Some people just try to be negative and find reasons to criticise people. But no, it's certainly not my motivation. If that's why people would vote for me, then all well and good. I want as many people to vote for me as possible, but I want them to be voting for me primarily because I'm doing a good job for our community.